Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It's Thursday, September 3rd, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, as we do every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. We are just getting over these horrendous fires that have been out here in California, just burning these terrible, terrible fires, but it's going to be a hot show today. So we have a wonderful show, and every year, tens of thousands of hopefuls from across the nation audition for a shot at stardom on American Idol. So today, we are going to get a behind-the-scenes look at the auditioning process for this talent showcase phenomenon. And to tell you the truth, I have a little secret to tell you. I've been vocalizing, "Fly me to the moon and let me." Okay, I just can't. I'm really so excited that we're gonna get the skinny. You know, I've had a dream of maybe being someone's idol. And before I introduce our fabulous guest for today, I wanted to give our listeners the number to call in, which is 347-857-2710. So please call in and have a question for our fabulous guest today, and ask her questions you want to know about American Idol. So without further ado, my guest today is Charmaine Merriweather, and Charmaine will tell her amazing story and share her talent. So let's give it up for Charmaine. Hi, Charmaine. Charmaine, are you there? Oh, my God. You mean I just did a little audition for Charmaine? Oh, my goodness. Let's call. I think we have another caller on the line. Let's see if Charmaine. Charmaine, are you there? Charmaine has disappeared, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. What can be as more nervous than being an American Idol contestant than being on Lauren Leibowitz's radio show? I'm just a puppy myself. Let's see if we can get Charmaine back on the line again. Charmaine, are you there?
God, Charmaine, no.
Charmaine? No, it's not Charmaine. Who do we have on the line? Caller, would you like to identify yourself?
Hello?
Hi. Who are we on the
Hi.
Line with?
Hello, it's Leslie. I'd like to ask a question to Charmaine.
I know, me too.
Yeah, I got a couple.
You have a couple of questions? I have 30 minutes of questions for
yes,
Charmaine.
Well,
I don't know what happened to the lovely Charmaine. She seemed to have disappeared. What is some of your questions? I have.
Well, mine's a quick one. I wanted to ask Charmaine a question about, you know, I applaud her for having the courage to try out for American Idol when most of us just sit back and we dream about our fantasies of what we want to be. And I wanted to know what gave her the courage and the belief in her singing voice.
You know, that was one of my questions, too. I had that question because 2 weeks ago I did a solo show. I flew solo, and fear was the theme of that show. So it's very interesting to have Charmaine on, who could tell us what she went through. But obviously it was, you know what, Leslie, if you don't mind, I think we have Charmaine back on the line, and I'm going to allow you to ask Charmaine that question
yourself.
All right. So if you can just
you
hold
got
on
it.
The line, we'll get right
okay.
back to you.
Okay.
We're going to click in and see if Charmaine is with us now. We're gonna get
Hello?
Her. Charmaine, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me, Lauren?
I can hear you, Charmaine. Are you with us?
Oh, great.
I thought I lost you. I lost you for good.
I lost you, too.
I'm glad you're with us. But we already have a caller on the line, and so the
okay.
caller and I were talking when I went to begin our interview. So if you don't mind, I'd like to get back to
mm-hmm.
our caller. Her name is Leslie. And Leslie, please go ahead and ask Charmaine.
Oh, hello, Leslie.
Well, hello, Charmaine. I just wanted to
hello.
Applaud you. Hi, Charmaine.
Hello. How
hello.
Are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to applaud you for having the courage to try out for American Idol. When most of us just sit back and dream and don't do anything. So what gave you the courage and belief in your voice?
Well, actually, it all started, it was very natural for me. I started when I was very young, so my mom pretty much built it in me, you know, making me stand up. And to be honest with you, I started out not really wanting to sing. So as my mom embedded it in me, you know, I guess she saw the potential, thank God. I lived with this drive. It was like another body part to me, and something in me just wanted to continually just pursue music, period, and whatever avenue that was in front of me or any option, I tried, basically, jingles, anything. So that's basically what drove me, was that strong desire, not necessarily, you know, just stuck on American Idol. It's just that drive. It's like trying to look for a window, a door.
So was you... Does your mother sing? Does she have a singing talent also?
Well, she used to direct the choir when she was younger. I do know that in church. And I believe a lot of my talent does come trickling down within our genes, which is beautiful.
That's great. So I know what Leslie's question was very interesting, that you mentioned that you have a drive within you to succeed, and that's wonderful. That's half the battle of getting where you want to go. But did I also hear correctly that the singing is not as important as it once was? Or
oh no, actually, well, it's more of, you know, when I do sing, I relieve myself of whatever, you know, stresses of this world, you know. So it's really like I need to sing, you know, and if I don't, I'm in my room singing just to get it out. So it's something that I need to do, like something like breathing. And I can understand somebody describing it to that deep of an extent than the person that doesn't understand, just because it is that deep for some of us. You know, it's a passion, it's a drive.
So singing
keeps you going.
For you is somewhat of a meditation where you get to escape. And you can look within yourself and find all the magic that you have to offer is there when you sing.
Yes, definitely.
Wonderful.
Everybody
has been dying to know about the audition process for American Idol. So tell us about that.
Well, actually, me being first, I came a day earlier, which is shocking.
You came where a day earlier? Where was the audition?
I went to Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego, California, which is a very big, huge landmark.
Okay.
And when I got there, it was basically a day earlier. I was with my two sisters, encouragement. There was nobody there. I was pretty shocked. You know, this is a big thing. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, nobody was there. So I was like, excellent. And I was even rushing when I was there a day earlier. And, you know, of course, eventually, as the night proceeded on, we basically sat down. I was so driven, you know, a bug getting in my hair at that point wasn't, you know, a problem. Me seeing a rat by my chair wasn't a problem. It was, you know, I actually packed my things tidy enough to where I wouldn't have any, you know, baggage or problems, because I knew that I was there to, you know, basically succeed at this, you know, audition, not necessarily move on, more so get it off my chest that I went, you know, because it was kind of like a burden, me carrying it and not actually being able to.
Let me ask you, was there some kind of advertisement in a local paper? How did you know where to go? How did it all come about? Where did you see an ad to audition for Idol? How did that whole process start for you?
I believe it was on TV. They said they were coming to San Diego, and I was pretty shocked. And as soon as I heard that, I decided to start preparing. And that was pretty much like 9 months in advance, you can say. I was, you know, strategically preparing, drinking warm water, constantly singing in the back, singing on the recorder, constant. My whole apartment, everyone knew I was going to American Idol. I was also collecting money for American Idol. Just to, you know, people were, you know, very much interested in not me being so motivated. It was pretty funny to some people. But I looked past that.
the money you collected for American Idol, what was the purpose of that?
The purpose was, you know, to get across town. If I needed to just, you know, who knows? I was just on a big, you know, natural high, and what if I need to go across town or, you know, go to another audition? I was just ready to do whatever it took. I didn't want any excuses. And another reason why I wanted to be first so much is because I knew San Diego is pretty small, and I personally didn't want to be bump into anybody that I knew, just because I wanted to stay focused. I wanted no distractions. I wanted nothing in my way. I just wanted to make sure that this was a clear shot, and if I didn't make it, I knew why, because, you know, it just wasn't meant.
So
it was
did you live some distance away from Qualcomm Stadium?
No, not even.
Not
it was a trolley stop away.
It was very close for you to get where you needed to go for the audition.
Uh-huh.
Now, did you go by yourself? Did your mother accompany you? How did that whole thing play out for you?
Well, my sister and I, my older sister, my younger sister, Tanya and Janelle, they actually joined me in encouragement, as well as my older sister. She likes music as well, so she decided to, you know, pursue a little something while we were there. It was an opportunity. Why let it pass by?
So they were going to audition with you. They were there for support, as well as hopefully getting an opportunity to audition for the show.
Yeah, that would be my older sister. My younger sister was clearly support.
That's great. And so then what happened? You get to Qualcomm Stadium, and then what happened?
The night proceeds on, and the evening comes. You know, people join me. The line is getting curved around. At this time, we're outside of Qualcomm. We're not really inside, just because Qualcomm wasn't open, and they really didn't want the line to start to a certain time. But, I mean, looking at what kind of opportunity this is in the long haul, I mean, you can't expect that to happen. So, basically, the line gets long. A lot of people are drawn. They end up walking us, the security guard ends up walking sections by sections inside Qualcomm Stadium, lining up where they would pass out the wristbands. But this was, like, towards dark time. Actually, it was dark at this time when they were transferring people over to Qualcomm Stadium.
Let me ask you, how many people would you say were standing outside Qualcomm Stadium?
20,000? It was a fat line.
20,000?
It was a fat line. You could say that. I would say probably, to be honest, probably like 3,000, you can say.
30,000?
Curving the corner. 3,000.
30,000 people. Amazing. And so...
Oh, no, 3,000, actually.
3,000.
Yes.
I mean, wow, that's big enough, 3,000. So the purpose of this particular audition was to stand in line at Qualcomm Stadium to receive a wristband, correct?
Yes, basically. But you have to come back the next day for that. We were just basically there, I guess, if I can remember, because this occasion was July 29th. Of 07, so it was a little while back for me. If I can remember, we did have to, I guess, sign something and, get our wristbands and come back the next day to the auditions.
Okay,
So the
next day was actually the audition. Okay, so the next day you come back
with
the wristband. So then what happened?
Uh-huh. You have your wristband. At that time, I realized, you know, my sister, she was a little upset. My older sister, my little sister was, encouragement, still like, you know, we can do this. At that time, I realized it didn't really matter who was first, I mean, when it came down to it, because they didn't have an organization about it. It was just, you know, we passed out the wristbands, come line up, and another fat line you're standing in under the sun, and, you know, then we actually got escorted into the huge Qualcomm Stadium, all these chairs. Half the Qualcomm Stadium was basically full with people motivated to be auditioned, you know, and I'm sitting, somebody that was first is now sitting in midst of thousands as if, you know, there was no one first in line. So at that time I realized, okay, you know, this is unfair, basically.
Well, you're
and
you're
I was hot.
You're competing with a lot of other people that have a similar dream and want to. Want to move
true.
Forward. So you had a song prepared, a little stanza of a song that you were going to sing for your audition?
Oh, yes. I did, and it was Deborah Cox, How Did You Get Here? You had 30 seconds to actually give them
can
your
you give
all.
Us a little, can you give us a sample of what of your singing?
Of that audition?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
I'm sure we'd all love to hear that those beautiful vocal chords.
Well, actually, I'm going to sing an inspirational piece. It's a longer song. I'm going to sing a little bit. It's my sister. She wrote it. She writes. Her name is Janelle. And it goes, yeah, Janelle, my little sister that inspired me and encouraged me, one of them, while we were at the American Idol. And it goes, every oak got destroyed, every chain he can break. That's about it.
Beautiful. I can hear the audience. Give it up for Charmaine and her lovely sister Janelle. That's beautiful. That is really
beautiful.
Well,
thank you so much, Lauren.
That's great. Your
thank
sister
you
has
so much.
Talent for lyrics.
Oh, yes, she does.
That's wonderful.
She
so
really
you,
does.
So this the whole American Idol experience for you sounds like it was a beginning of greater things to come, and you had a dream, a desire,
really?
And you listened to your soul and your heart, and you just pursued that, and whatever came of it, came of it. And
yes.
Unfortunately, you were not selected. Is that the case?
Oh, yes. No, I was not selected. And now that I look back 2 years later, I'm totally excited about that.
So,
to be honest, I enjoy the experience.
You do. So how do you think this whole American Idol experience changed your life in any way?
Well, I would say it inspired me to step out on, you know, faith and step out on that open ocean holding no one's hand and just trusting, you know, who's above, God, and, you know, not putting your faith and your heart into vain things. Because necessarily most of the time, you know, those things don't last. And allowing, you know, your future and your success to be judged by, you know, God. So I love the experience now that I look back, and it has made me a stronger and wiser person, of course. And I went through a lot there, so I appreciate it, and I will never forget it. So I do appreciate this interview, Lauren.
Oh, hey, you know, absolutely. It takes a lot of courage, determination, a conviction to do what you did. As we all look to fulfill our own dreams and goals, we have to take that first step forward, and that first step can be a frightening. So if you just take a tiny step and trust that you'll be okay through that process, that you're not alone, there are other people there to support you and help you, it makes that journey so much more easier. And so now that you have this experience of auditioning for American Idol behind you, you have built the self-confidence in you to pursue your next journey. And it's all a series of little journeys. And
yes,
I just mentioned to our listeners that you are also a director of a choir. Is that correct? Called Undefeated at your church, right?
Oh, well, I'm in a group called Undefeated. It's a gospel group.
Okay.
Yes, and it's very inspiring. I'm around, you can say, a handful of young people just like me, and actually a couple of them in the group tried out for American Idol. So it's pretty interesting. I hear every once in a while at rehearsal, I hear a little story every now and then about American Idol. So it's pretty interesting and inspiring, and we've all to have that experience. And Undefeated is a gospel group that I enjoy being in.
Now,
it's a blessing to my life.
Does the gospel group tour, or it's just at your church?
Oh, no, actually, this is outside of my church. This is something I do outside of my church. And we do go to, you know, different towns outside of San Diego. Every once in a while when there's an opportunity to minister, we do that. We are up and coming, and, again, that's Undefeated. So, you know, it's something to be proud about. We work hard.
I'm sure you do.
That's
I'm sure you do. Now, you mentioned that there are some other members of the group that have auditioned for American Idol. So is that, have they auditioned after your experience? Did you inspire them to move forward in their own
career? Actually, at that time, I wasn't in Undefeated. I was actually on my own, and to be honest with you, my group members are just now learning of my experiences with American Idol. It's just something that I've treasured to myself. It was, you know, a quiet drive. I just wanted to get there and get the job done. And, you know, if not, if so, yay, nay.
Hey, great, great.
So,
you know, we all need mm-hmm. something to motivate it. So who are your musical mm-hmm. idols? What people do you idol in the music industry?
Well, I would have to say my inspiration comes from my church, which is North Park Apostolic Church. I grew up under Minister Baltrup directing me after my mom had put in lots of work when I was younger, when she had me when I had an attitude and didn't necessarily want to listen. So, you know, my inspiration definitely comes from my church. I have, at my church, there's a lot of soloists, artists that even have CDs out and do gospel concerts. And that definitely inspires me because I'm able to utilize my gifts to the fullest. I can see my passions and my dreams coming to life because it's around me constantly.
So what is
so that's always
what is your ultimate dream?
My ultimate dream would just be able to, and I'm not gonna say just, I'm gonna say would be able to be virtuous, you know, succeed and keep going and never give up. You know, I've given up too many times, and I'm finally on my feet and actually learn to be stable, and it takes discipline. And that's what I would say. You know, just don't give up. Keep going.
I'm going to ask you to be a little bit more specific because now I'm your little fairy godmother here.
Okay.
And we all need a fairy godmother. So I'm going to ask you to be specific and really shoot for the stars. What is it that would be on the top of your list that you would like to achieve?
Okay.
In your life, would
it
be
signing
a record contract, recording a CD, touring with Undefeated? What is that one thing, one of the one things that you so want to pursue in your life? You can tell me because now I'm going to make it happen for you.
Wow! I would definitely would like to have my own CD.
Wonderful, a solo CD.
Yes, I definitely. That's what I'm inspiring to do. Of course, it's a process, and I'm going to go through what I have to go through and, you know, and be in what groups necessarily that I have to be in to be fixed for that process. And, you know, and whoever I'm with, you know, then they get blessed as well. So I'm necessarily, but that's what I would love to do. That's at the top of my list. I try to hide it because, you know, everybody's not with it. So I keep it under wraps, but at the same time, it's time to shout it out loud. Thank you, Lauren.
You have to.
I do want a CD.
How can we help you, the little fairy godmothers out there? How can we help you if you keep your dreams to yourself? You know, the name
True.
Of my show, How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes, you put on a pair of shoes by auditioning for American Idol, and I'm sure, having been in many pairs of uncomfortable shoes myself. It was uncomfortable, but you went
mm-hmm.
through it. But there are people out mm-hmm. there that are there to help us. So we have to tell people
mm-hmm.
what we want and what we need
mm-hmm.
so the people can help us. And they get joy out of helping other people. It's all so cyclical. So I'm here to help you get it out what you want. Because
thank you so much. You
hear it. You're going to get it. And then I could say, I had the coup. We had Charmaine Meriwether on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. I knew she was a talent.
Definitely.
Inspired everybody else, you see? You see, that's how
yes, it works. Definitely.
And maybe dedicate a song to, maybe you can wear a pair of shoes. I don't know. No,
right. No, to Lauren. To Lauren.
That's right. Now, besides gospel, do you enjoy rock or R&B? Is there any other genre of music you like to sing?
Well, actually, when it comes down to other genres, I more partake into the instrumental parts. For some reason, my whole taste bud has been changed into what type of music I am interested in. But overall, all music, I love instrumental. I love hearing real music. Now, okay, back to your question. I would be a lot interested in, I am oldies, old gems, because you hear a lot more music within them than what is out today.
I'm sorry, what was the name of the group? Is it a group? I didn't hear you.
Oh, no, it's not a group. It's oldies, old jams. Like,
oh, oldies, okay.
Yes. I do enjoy that, definitely.
Like oldies,
hear,
rock oldies, or is it oldies from the 30s and 40s? What
kind R&B.
R&B oldies.
R&B, yes. Yes, basically. I enjoy that. Most of the music is not too vulgar. I like a peaceful, you know, peaceful music. Something that's not too vulgar.
It's that good old dance music. It's that basic good old dance music.
And yes, it is.
Here I am, giving my age again. Good old dance music. I know, Motown. So like Michael Jackson.
Oh, yes, I do enjoy
you know,
him.
Older Michael Jackson stuff.
Uh-huh.
Of any R&B. Barry what Gordy,
else?
All of Berry Gordy's music and the people that came under Berry Gordy, all that stuff. You could hum the lyrics, whistle the tune, and it's great
uh-huh.
stuff. Not to say that today's music isn't great either, but it's of another
right.
generation. It's just another.
Right.
That's exciting. So I'm already got three cuts on your CD already. A couple of gospel. Selections, maybe an oldie, a little R&B.
Uh-huh.
You get out
uh-huh.
To all the people of all that have all kinds of tastes in music. This is very exciting.
Oh, that's,
do you feel
true.
The excitement? I'm feeling it.
Oh yeah, I'm excited. I'm definitely excited. This is an awesome opportunity. I've been excited since the day I. You know, breathe this opportunity, so I understand. Trust me.
You know, you're very fortunate because if you go back and talk to some of the greats like Patti LaBelle,
mm-hmm.
maybe even Tina Turner. Well, she's more rock and roll, but most of these performers started singing in their choirs, their church choirs.
True.
And the inspiration that they received and the support from their community
mm-hmm.
and how it propelled
mm-hmm.
them. To move forward. So
right.
in a wonderful place. You have a wonderful gift, and you realize
thank
you're
so much.
You're
mm-hmm.
willing to use it and share it with other people and putting it out there wherever your journey takes you. And it's
right.
it's very exciting. It is very, very exciting. I want to, before
mm-hmm.
we, because I can't believe the show is almost over. It's amazing.
Right.
It goes by so fast. I want to give out some contact information for you, Charmaine, so any of our listeners
okay.
can email you at...
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely for questions. Maybe you can give them some support,
uh-huh.
some thoughts
mm-hmm.
about how you got started, even if it's young people getting started in their church choir, how you went about it.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
You can reach Charmaine at Charm, which is CHARM, like Mary, another M, like Mary, 87, at yahoo.com. So that's Charm, CHARMM, 87,
mm-hmm.
at yahoo.com. So we want to make sure everybody gets your handle. And I
right.
thank you, Charmaine, for coming on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes today and sharing your story about auditioning on American Idol. It's very inspirational, and it's so exciting for all of us who have a dream and want to pursue it. And I know you've been an inspiration to all of us. And thank you for sharing your musical talents with us as well. So
thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Next week, Thursday, September 10th at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Please join me when my guest will be Pauline Perry. She's owner of Good Gracious Events and author of a fabulous, delicious cookbook titled Food, Fun, Love. So we're looking forward to 30 minutes of Food, Fun, and Love with Pauline Perry next Thursday, September 10th at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. If you'd like to email me about today's show or any questions about any other show, you can email me at businessdynamo, that's BIZNESS, dynamo, at AOL.com. And I'd like to thank all our callers for calling in. Leslie called in. Thank you so much, Leslie, for calling in. So once again, Goodbye from Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. I hope you find the right shoes for you. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.